individual roof, you know, for that room. And it was covered all the way around. It was open all the way around, except had screen. It was screened in all the way around. And in the hot summer nights, when you couldn't sleep anywhere else, you'd get up there and you'd get the cooler air than you would down closer to the ground, you see.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
They used to be real popular before air conditioning came in.
Mm-hmm. It's called the
airplane sleeping porch.
Airplane sleeping porch. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mindy.
Oh, thank you.
And when you get ready to hear the vacuum this floor, let me know, because
okay,
we can move somewhere else.
Oh. Ah, that's great.
Well, speaking of other types, duplex houses are fairly popular, you know, where they have one house, but it's divided into two houses,
mm-hmm.
two entrances and so forth, and they call it a duplex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to live one when we lived in Germany. There was a British mate that used to live next door to us.
Oh, I see.
Hey, what kinds of buildings house several or many families that you've seen around?
You mean apartment houses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call an apartment house a tenement? Or
I've heard that term, but I've never called it that myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I You usually think about that being in New York or Boston. These rows of houses that are just built.
Mm-hmm.
They're built together, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I always associate that with the name tenement.
Oh, okay. Okay, you mentioned condominium earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it a condo?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Of course, that term hadn't been very familiar down in Florida except for the last 5 or 6 years, you know.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Most people don't even know what a condominium is yet.
yeah, that's right, because I've read some places they were really putting a lot of them along the beaches, and people were getting mad because they were so close to the beach.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What might you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
You mean like the fourth floor?
Yeah, like the whole fourth floor.
Gee, I don't know a different name for that.
Okay. Okay, what might you call the person in an apartment building that does the minor plumbing repairs and electrical repairs?
Might be the janitor or the maintenance man.
Okay.
I know at the church we were trying to decide what we should call this man, whether he was our custodian or, and some fellow said, well, he's the janitor, isn't he? Well, just call him janitor.
yeah, you have a point there.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of equipment is needed to take care of your yard and your garden?
Well, in your yard you have to have a spade or a shovel and a hoe and a rake and a lawn rake and a lawnmower and a, what else?
Somebody needs to work.
Fertilizer spreader,
mm-hmm.
and two strong boys to help push all these things.
how